The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing the ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I said at the beginning, today is already the third Sunday of this Easter season. And also, as I mentioned, Easter is not a single day. Easter is not only one Sunday. It is a season that lasts 7 weeks. We have 50 days to explore together what it really means, the resurrection, to be alive again. This Sunday, I would like to talk about an implication of resurrection that might at first surprise you. Because Jesus rose bodily from the dead, he invites us to have a very special relationship with him. Not only spiritual relationship, but also material relationship. We know well that Jesus calls to have this spiritual relationship with him. And we have this relationship by our faith, by accepting him as Lord and Savior, by our daily prayer. We have the spiritual relationship with Jesus. And we really can hardly ask for anything more. Nevertheless, especially now during this time of Easter season, we see that our relationship to Jesus has also material as well spiritual dimensions. We see in the Gospel that after rising from the dead, Jesus shows the apostles his wounds, hands, feet, side. Jesus says to Thomas, bring your hand and feel the place of the nails. And in today's Gospel, Jesus insists that he is not a spirit, not a ghost. And he said, touch me and see, a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. Then he takes piece of baked fish and eats in front of them. We later hear about Jesus preparing also a breakfast for his disciples. Jesus does all this with a purpose. For us to have this physical union with him, especially through this special meal. Here is how the early Christians describe that meal. It is with complete assurance that we receive the bread and wine as the body and blood of Christ. His body is given under the symbol of bread, and his blood is given under the symbol of wine. Having his body and blood in our members, we become bearers of Christ and sharers, as St. Peter says, in the divine nature. Having his body and his blood in our members, touching his body and his blood with our body and with our blood. Have this union between Jesus and us. Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you shall not have life within you. C.S. Lewis put it this way. God never meant man to be a purely spiritual creature. This is why he uses material things like bread and wine to put the new life into us. We may think this rather crude and unspiritual. God does not. He invented eating. He likes matter. He invented it. He is not trying to be for us only something spiritual, someone spiritual. He's trying to be for us matter. He's trying to be for us body and blood. So our relationship to Jesus includes also physical dimension. Something similar applies to our relationship to fellow Christians. Last Sunday, in our Gospel, we heard about Christians gathered for prayer, teaching, and breaking of bread. Then it adds, there was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they would distribute each according to need. So, in God's eyes, what is physical, what is matter, it is not second rate. During this Easter season, we see that the risen Jesus insists also on this physical reality. And he invites us to have this material, physical relationship with him, especially through the sacrament of his body and blood. Our material existence is good and is forever. God likes matter. He invented it. Let us pray today that we can have this spiritual but also material relationship with Jesus. Spiritual through our prayer and faith, material receiving his body and blood every time when we can.